High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Bank Arena here in Lincoln, Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District, getting set for the second half of our state championship doubleheader Saturday morning. I'm seated alongside John Nixon. John, one down, one to go.
Well, yeah, we're good to go so far with Johnson Brock getting their second consecutive state championship earlier here this morning. Congratulations, Lucas Dellinghouse and all the folks at Johnson Brock. Very, very well representing their school and all their fans here today.
I can't imagine any of our listeners that are not aware, but that final score of 52-45 here on Coach Dellinghouse's birthday. And John, he's 3 for 3 on birthdays now. He's played state championships on 3 of his birthdays and won all 3 of them.
That's not bad. It's not bad. I don't have to go through and count and see how it works out in the future years. Birthday fall on championship Saturday. It's kind of rare.
One of the things we were watching was Camden Dellinghouse in that ball game. He needed 18 points this morning to hit 1,000 for his career. He's going to have to wait till next year. He's going to finish up 997 after 3 years. He's got 15 today, needed 18. Pretty sure he'll pick that up in the season opener next year.
I think he'll come back and play this senior year probably. This will be the third meeting of the state tournament in recent years between Auburn and Wahoo. In 2019, Auburn won it all. They picked up a 59-46 victory. Wahoo 47-44 in a hard-fought ball game. And today, we'll see what happens. It's the first time they met for the championship, Randy.
Yeah, John, this is quite a history with these two schools. Everyone aware of what Johnson Rock, or what Auburn's been able to do with winning the 3 back-to-back-to-back there in 19-20-21. Runners up the last 2 years. Wahoo, meantime, they've been to the tournament 42 times, John. They won it in 2018. They got second in 2014 and 2017. Their most recent, of course, last year in 23. So we have seen a lot of these teams here at the state tournament. The folks from Wahoo and from Auburn are accustomed to being here in Lincoln come the end of the season in March. This is certainly no different this year.
Yeah, this sixth straight championship game appearances for Auburn. I'm not sure what the records are. I forgot to look it up, but that's quite the quite an accomplishment. Even though you lost a couple of them, it's still a great accomplishment.
All right, they're going to down the lights here for us for the little pregame festivities, so we'll step aside now for a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldogs State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money. It's about you. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena, where they have got a lot of the pregame festivities wrapped up here. We still got coming, as they're going to introduce all of the non-starters for the ball game, and then all of the starters. Wahoo in their traditional blue, yellow, and white. Auburn, the home team today, wearing the white uniforms. Randy, you know who's starting?
All right, let's take a look for the Wahoo Warriors. They are 22-5 coming into this one, ranked number 3. They're coached by head coach Kevin Sheaf. They'll go with Marcus Glock. There's a name that sounds familiar from Wahoo. Marcus Glock, a senior, 6'4", averages 23.7 points per ball game. He is the offense. 5.8 rebounds for Marcus. Tyler Elliott, a senior at 5'11". Elliott averages 7 points per game, just under 2 rebounds. Cody Hester. Hester, just a sophomore. He's 6'4", averages 9 points per game and 4 rebounds. Dylan Simmons. Simmons, a 6'4 junior. He gets 11 points per contest, 6 rebounds. And Eli Shada, a sophomore at 6'3", 5.3 points per game. As we said, the Warriors 22-5 coming into this ball game. Starting lineup for your Auburn Bulldogs. Head coaches Jim and Jackson Weeks. Co-coaches, they'll go with Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel, 5'11", just a sophomore, 10 points per game. Cameron Leslie, a junior at 6'1", 7.8 points per contest, along with 4.7 rebounds. Matt Binder. Binder, the leading scorer for the Bulldogs. He's a 6-foot senior, 16.7 points average per ball game, 4.2 rebounds. Peyton Bowden. Bowden is a senior at 6'2". He gets 7.1 points per game and 4.5 rebounds. And Nixon Lagori rounds out the starting five. Lagori, just a junior at 6'3", 12.9 points per game and 2.5 rebounds.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
John, I'm going to say it'd be real easy to say this is the biggest crowd ever for an Auburn Bulldog State Tournament game. We could have said that about Johnson Brock a minute ago, and that's because when we look across the way, you can't tell one from the other. The Eagles and the Bulldogs all kind of blend together, everybody wearing red over there. And the way it worked out with these two teams from Nemaha County playing back-to-back games, the other, worked out perfect for everybody to pay one admission, get in and stay for both games. And you better believe they're cheering just as hard for one another here all morning long, and this is going to be just a great atmosphere for high school basketball here at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
It's too bad one of our D2 teams didn't make it to the championship, but I'm sure glad we don't have that late game tonight.
Yeah, I can remember over the years I had a couple of 9 a.m., 9 p.m. deals that worked out for me, so... So here's the situation. The Bulldogs undefeated, 28-0. The Warriors, 22-5. The Auburn Bulldogs got here by posting a 52-50 squeaker over Douglas County West. Handled at Greenwood yesterday, 43-32. Wahoo, they defeated Ogallala, 50-36. And then down Omaha, Concordia, 49-30 for the championship.
Go on the wing, and now a pass to the middle. Good by Elliott. Rebound picked up by the Bulldogs, and here comes Matt Binder.
Red Wenzel did that all day yesterday, John. Now they're battling after that ball.
Marcus Block. He passes left side for the answer. Jumping is good. That is Dylan Simon. And we're tied at three in the early going. Wahoo showing pressure defense. Caught in the backcourt. Wenzel gets it away. Binder ahead up the floor. Now to Liguori. Auburn's got ball handlers. LaPress probably shouldn't bother him a lot of the time. Binder right side. Liguori, the junior, working with the left hand from the right to the left. Reverses, down the lane he goes, cut off, went back to Wendell, it was tipped. Brent Wendell recovered and give it off to Binder. Binder works for the midcourt, moving left with the pass, over to Liguori on the wing, to the top to Wendell, and amidst the man-to-man defense here by the Warriors. Out top, Binder for three, short front, no. Rebound kept alive, and it's going to go off the Warriors out of bounds.
Oh, credit in there to Cameron Leslie. He was battling three Warriors for that rebound. Just kept going after it. Auburn ends up keeping possession.
Outnumbered 3-1, but as you said, kept it alive and it goes off a Warrior. Binder to trigger. Ooh, late, and it's intercepted, taken away by Hesser. Hesser ahead and a drive in and a bucket on the left side. Randy, was that Elliott?
Yes, Tyler Elliott.
A turnover by the Bulldogs. Now the pressure in the backcourt. Cross to Binder. He'll have to giddy up here to the front court. And he does. Bumped by Glock. And now Binder with it. So Jim Weekson calls out a signal from the far side. And in the middle with the back ball. Into a eight.
Binder taking a real beating over there and no whistle.
A reset out near midcourt. Binder moving right. They go to a weave. Liguori over to Wenzel. Far left side. Peyton Vogt back to Wenzel. Down the lane. Carried it up. Shot no good, but a whistle and a foul on the floor, I believe they said. No shot.
I think they're going to put this foul on Simmons. No, check that. Foul's going to be on Eli Shada. That's his first personal team foul, number one, on the Wahoo Warriors.
In for the Warriors, checking in, is Keegan Brigham, 5'10 senior, and also Jace Kaminsky, a 5'10 sophomore. Bowden inbounds it, Wenzel up the ladder to make the catch. Wahoo contesting everything here so far. Back to Binder. 5-3 Wahoo. Binder to the baseline. Spins. Kicks it back out. Liguori cut off. Nothing easy here for the Bulldogs on offense so far. Right side is going to be Liguori. Work into the paint he goes. And the ball dropped. Got it back. Triple team taken away. Glock with it. A run out of the other end and a layup for Elliott. He's got his second hoop. Couple of Auburn turnovers here early.
I can't emphasize how physical this game is already, John. They're just beating each other up under the basket down here.
Binder over to Wenzel. And Wenzel lost the ball. Third turnover by the Bulldogs. A three Bulldog turnovers. The first two led to easy baskets. We'll see what happens here.
Simmons back into the lineup now, replacing Hesser.
All right, inbound in the front court for Wahoo, but they go back for it with the pass now to Kaminsky. Kaminsky, a sophomore, up the floor on the left side. Gets the ball away to Marcus Glock. He'll drive to the paint, and a hand-checking foul probably on Binder, it looks like.
Now, Binder was chasing after him, and it's going to go on Matt. On Binder, his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs.
There's a timeout, and we'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
I perform for our high school choir director, who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm and sing from the heart.
Speech, debate, theater, music. The performing arts teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Who will you perform for?
This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the high school in your community.
Village Designs of Auburn, a boutique offering a variety of styles and prices for a pleasant, fun, and stress-free shopping experience. Right now, all winter clearance items are marked down 75% off. Shop ladies' apparel and children through adult size clothing. Plus, new spring shipments continue to arrive every day. Village Designs, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturdays, 10 to 4:30. Village Designs, downtown Auburn, where you'll always get top-notch customer service with a smile.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Class C1 state championship basketball, the Auburn Bulldogs, the Wahoo Warriors. John Nixon with you here at Pinnacle Bank. Wahoo will have the basketball. They have a 7-3 lead.
Jace Kaminsky will inbound the ball for the lane for the Warriors. Liguori thought about a long one, but I think it was a wise decision. And Wenzel into the paint, throws under, tipped away by Wahoo. Comes down to Wenzel. He tried to whip it down to a teammate. There was nobody there. Out of bounds. It goes to the Warriors. Randy Auburn turned it over four times in the first 4 minutes.
Same way Johnson Rock started out, down by seven early here, John.
The other way with the ball now. Brigham with it. Off the left side, and left corner to Dale and Dylan Simons. Off the clock, out to the top again. They work the ball around the perimeter of the Auburn defense. Moving up, Leslie trying to swipe the ball away. Came up empty. Kaminsky in the paint, a little hook shot. Up, no. Bowden, rebound for Auburn.
Bowden took quite an elbow on top of the head just now, John.
Binder up the front to Liguori. Out on the left side, Bowden again. Binder, right side, Ling elbow, three ball, off the rim, no good. Looked good, it was going to go down, but the rebound picked up by Brigham. Comes up the floor, he lost it, and called for double dribble. First Wahoo turnover.
3:04 to play here, first quarter. 10-3, Wahoo with the early 7-point lead. Up off the bench comes Nolan Gardner, 6'7 junior. Gardner checks in, replacing Cameron Leslie now. For Auburn.
All right, it will be Bulldog basketball. Bring it in. Binder to Trigger. Gets it in there to Liguori and back to Binder. Left side, elbow. Liguori looking. He drives to the hoop. Throws it across the lane. Bowden out to Binder. Pass across the window. Stolen away. And going in and dunking it home will be Cody Hester. And now with a 12-3 lead, Auburn takes a timeout. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
2:43. Wahoo has opened up a 9-point advantage, 12-3. Coach Jim Weeks, he's seen enough, took a timeout.
Yeah, probably a good idea here. It's going to be Auburn ball facing full court pressure. 5 Bulldog turnovers here. Uncharacteristic of the Bulldogs. They usually take pretty good care of the ball. One of two undefeated teams left in the state. Here's a ball on the inbound, kicked out of bounds by Wahoo. Auburn will move over to the other side of the basket, inbound it again for the baseline. triggering in will be Peyton Boat. He'll look. Four now picks up a dribble. Front court to Boat. Keeps on moving. Leaves it for Wenzel. Wenzel dribbles it around. Now to Gregory. Boy, they're pushing the offense way out beyond the three-point line. Wenzel, they Binder put out in the Nebraska insignia on the floor here in mid-court. Binder moving up, and he got fouled that time. Call on Vera Lavely, who just checked in.
Yeah, you had to wonder if those fouls weren't going to start coming. Lavely there gets his first personal team foul number two on the Warriors.
Back into the game is going to be Dylan Simon, 6'4 junior. Now Binder into Liguori. Liguori hands off to Binder. He'll float out to the top. Midcourt between the circles. Driving left. Spins into the lane. Whips to the corner. Bowden for three. Short. Rebound brought down by Marcus Glock. Glock outlet up the right side now. It will go to Hesser. Hesser to the left side of the floor. Now he'll get it back over there on the far side. Moves up. Gardner picks him in the middle. And now whip the ball back to the top. Simons. Cross-court pass. Over again. The ball goes to Hesser. Drills in. Threw up a prayer. That didn't go. And the rebound brought down by Nolan Gardner. Auburn basketball. And here to the front comes Matt Binder. Senior works to the front. In the paint he goes, leaves it back, and now Wenzel down the lane in trouble, gets it away to Gardner, and offensive foul on Gardner as the Warrior took a dive.
Yeah, Glock might be accused of a flop there, I'm not sure. On Gardner, his first personal team foul number two on the Bulldogs. Back into the game now, Tyler Elliott onto the floor for Wahoo.
Was there contact? Yes. Is there enough to knock him to the ground that hard? No. Not that time. Bring it in to Glock. I think he's the leading scorer in the entire tournament, average-wise. Up the floor with it. Glock has it. And a long three for the left is up and good. That's why he's the leading scorer. He's got pretty darn good range right there. He's behind the college three-point line. Throw the ball. Wenzel cross court. He goes to Bowe to the front. Now 15-3. With 51 seconds to go, the Bulldogs down by a dozen. Auburn with it. Wenzel, left side. Taking to Nixon Liguori on the wing. He'll dribble back to the top. 39, and the clock counting down here. Binder, I think he's got one shot off so far for Auburn. He gets the ball again. He'll back up. Now look. It's a terrific defense here by Wahoo in this first quarter. Off he goes. Working the ball is Nixon Liguori again. Liguori got poked and the foul called.
Yeah, that couldn't go on forever. Tyler Elliott's going to get called for the personal. John, I've been sitting here just kind of quietly shaking my head listening to you call this thing. Man, this thing has been physical. I mean, people are pushing, shoving. I even saw 1 minute ago here a closed fist. I mean, it wasn't like a swing, but it was certainly not a hand check with an open palm, that's for sure.
Fist bump?
Yeah, a little fist bump.
All right, the ball comes in. 18 seconds to go for Auburn. Back into the game, Cameron Leslie now. Binder down the right side of the lane, and he gets to a double team. He can't get loose. Wenzel has it, covers it up. Now Wenzel back, and out top of the Liguori. Fake the shot, drives into the paint, up, no rebound. Out of bounds, off of Glock. It'll be Bulldogs ball with 1/10 of a second left. Not much you can do here, but tip it. Here comes Gardner back in the ball game. Maybe they'll try to lob it up and let him tip it. They can get down low enough, get position here. Binder, there's the lob to the back. A catch and almost went in, but I don't think it's going to count anyway. After one, a great start for the Wahoo Warriors. They've got 15. The Bulldogs have three. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community medicine. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena after one, it's 15-3. Wahoo leading Auburn. Our presenting sponsor for today's broadcast, Bruna Emma McCovey, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Emma McCovey also serves you from five additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Johnny, without saying, these next couple possessions are critical here. Auburn can't let this game get completely away from him. Down by 12 now. Inbound the pass to Binder. He'll set it up to the right side. Comes to Nick Sligori with the pass. Sligori. Wenzel has the ball stolen away with the steal. Simon takes Wenzel with him. Couldn't get it. Follow shot. Try for putback. Won't go. Try for tip in. Still won't go. Three shots at it. Four shots at it. And now finally a whistle on the baseline and a foul. And we're going to. His first foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, Shedda shooting two shots. The first one is on the way up and off, no good. Eli, 6'3", sophomore, averages 5 points per ball game. He'll have a second shot coming. 7:38 to go, first half, 15-3 if you're just joining us. Auburn trailing. Second shot is up. This one is good. He got one out of two, and it's 16-3. A 13-point Wahoo lead here in the first half. Brandon Wenzel is double-teamed near the midcourt. Gets it up to Lagori. Lagori against this pressuring defense from Wahoo, guarded by Simons. Top of the circle. Binder works the basketball. Chasing after him is Kyler Elliott. Binder one-on-one with Elliott. Got into traffic from the corner. Open look three, up and good. That's Peyton Moten, his second three-pointer. He's got all six of Auburn's points. Marcus Glock with the basketball to set the offense for the Warriors. Glock works the left side of the lane into the corner. Deep left side, Simon for three. Up off, no good. Glock has the rebound on the low post, left side of the basket. In the paint, Glock with a shot that's up, couldn't get it. Ball tipped around, rebound Peyton Moten. Outlet pass comes to Binder.
Whose head did that bounce off of?
Not sure. Binder with the basketball at four court top of the circle. Working against Elliott. A spin move in traffic. He gets mugged. As he goes into the lane, a whistle and a foul, they'll call it on the floor.
Foul will go on Kyler Elliott. His second foul, first foul of the quarter on Wahoo.
It'll be Auburn's basketball. Binder to inbound it. Baseline right side under his own bucket. Oh, he got it into Leslie. Leslie's shot blocked by Simons. Loose basketball. Elliott pushes it down court. Elliott goes to the corner on the right side. Top of the key. Here comes Glock and a driving lay-in up. Short, off, no good. Rebound, back out to Simon. Top of the key, around the horn. Elliott in traffic. Blocked away nicely by Wenzel. Nice, clean block there by Wenzel that just blocked Elliott's shot away.
And that's good. Brent probably doesn't get a lot of blocks.
That was a nice one there. Simons will inbound it. Dylan Simons. Baseline left side. Under his basket on the baseline. Tosses it to the top of the key to Kyler Elliott. What happened on the baseline down here?
Foul away from the ball, apparently. On the Bulldog, it looks like Glock draws a foul.
Apparently on Wenzel.
Yeah. His second team foul, number two of the quarter.
Simons to inbound it under his own bucket. Simons looks for Glock for a little short pass. Ball is tipped away momentarily by Leslie. Now it goes to the corner left side. Hester with the ball. Top of the key, back up to Simons it comes. This is Glock on the left wing. Glock penetrates to the free throw line. Flips it again to the corner of the left side. Elliott. Now the top of the key. Simons holds the ball. Left wing. Hesser. Across court pass. Top of the circle. Shada. Again, Simons tries to work to the left baseline. Shada at the free throw line holds the ball.
Wahoo showing a lot of patience here with a 10-point lead, up 16-6. Hesser works to the corner, looking for the low post on the right side of the bucket. Nothing there. Has to come back out onto the wing to Glock. Now Glock inside the lane. Jumper up and off. No. Rebound is pulled out by Cameron Leslie. Leslie gets it down to Binder. Binder takes it all the way in. Driving lay-in. Couldn't get it, but he's fouled. And we'll have Matt Binder at the line. He'll be shooting two shots here for the Bulldogs. The foul, I think, is going to go on Hesser.
It is. His first team foul, number two of the quarter on the Wahoo Warriors now.
Matt Binder, 6-foot senior, playing his final game of his senior career at Auburn High School. He's averaged 16.7 points per ball game throughout the contest, the first 28 games of the year. His first attempt from the free throw line this morning, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Binder will have a second shot coming into the game now. Barrett Lavallee back into the contest. Also back onto the floor is Jose Kaminsky checking in. Matt Binder looking for his second free throw here. K-Chain launches the shot. It's up and good. Binder hit them both. Matt Binder now with 2 points. Makes our score 16-8, an 8-point lead for the Wahoo Warriors.
Lance Binder checks in for Brenton Wenzel for the Bulldogs.
So Lance Binder on the floor, 6-foot junior in the contest for the first time this morning. Inbound pass comes into Marcus Glock, and he'll bring it up court for the Warriors to set it up. Here comes Wahoo on the attack. Simon sets a pick for him. Glock goes to the right elbow to the near side. The pass comes up into the hands of Kaminsky. Kaminsky holding it, being guarded by Binder. A cross-court pass. Kaminsky goes to Simons with it. Now this is Brigham with the ball. Left side baseline. Kaminsky again. Kaminsky can't get inside with it. Goes to Simons on the right wing. Now Glock with the ball. Marcus Glock at the top of the key. He's guarded there by Liguori. All the way in, driving, laying it up. Off no good. Rebound brought down by the Bulldogs. Getting the board there was Cameron Leslie. Gives it up to Binder, who'll bring it down court. 16-8. Auburn down by 8. Binder can't get to the basket. Up to Lance Binder with the ball. Lance Binder works the dribble to the top of the circle. Finds Nixon Liguori with his pass. Glock comes out to chase after Liguori here on the right wing. Now Liguori backs up a minute. They switch up on him. Little push off on the baseline. Binder had the ball for a moment. Now goes to the left side. A long three is up and off. No good. That put up by Bowden, and the rebound comes down to Wahoo. 4 minutes to go here in the second period. 16-8. Auburn down by 8. Simons with the basketball to the corner. Lavallee inside. Simons backs in. Shoves off on Liguori and got it down. Simons got away with shoving Liguori away there and then dropped that one in.
All right, Binder will bring it up as Auburn goes against the man-to-man defense now.
Yeah, pressuring man-to-man here from Wahoo. Binder has the ball tipped away from by Simons. The ball is loose. Simons picks it up, flips it out to Bingham. Bingham to the left side, stolen right back by Bowden. He gives it up to Binder. Lance Binder with the ball. Outlet pass to Maverick Binder. They'll come the other direction. 3:23 to play here in the first half. 18-8. The lead is 10 for Wahoo. Maverick Binder works the dribble. Chasing after him is Lavallee. Binder here on the right side on the wing. Lost the dribble. Into the corner, Liguori. Back up top, it comes to Binder. Binder directing traffic with one hand, dribbling with the other. In traffic. Tries to go up with a shot. He got it! Nice move there by Matt Binder for his first field goal of the morning, John.
He's got 3 points now, and the Bulldogs pull back within 8.
This is Kaminsky with the ball up top to Simons. 18-10, 2:49 to go here in the quarter. Left side is Marcus Glock. Glock pulls up for a three from the left corner. It's up, off, no good. Chased after his own rebound, but coming out of there with it is Cameron Leslie. Leslie with the outlet pass gives up to Maverick Binder. Here comes Binder into fourth court. Backs it out to the top of the free throw circle. Bounce pass to the corner. Baseline left side, Peyton Bowden. Bowden looks for Liguori. Liguori one-on-one. He's double-teamed in traffic. Kicks it back out to Lance Binder at the top of the circle. Over to Maverick Binder. Around it goes to the left wing again to Liguori. Right side. There's a three on the way from the right corner. Up and good. Nailing the three is Matt Binder. Matt Reminder now with 7, time out on the floor. 2:06 to go first half. 18-13 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agent.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, trailing 15-3 one quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs have come out on a 10-3 run here in this second period to pull back within 5 now. 18-13, 2:06 left to play in the first half. When play is resumed, it'll be Wahoo's basketball.
Well, the Bulldogs huddled up over there with Coach Jim Weeks taking their second timeout here in this first half. Talk it over. Wahoo giving up some buckets here. A couple of three-pointers here in the second quarter. Binder's got 6 points in the second quarter. Mav does. Robert.
Full court pressure is going to be applied now by the Bulldogs here. They inbound the ball. Toss it into Kaminsky. Hands back up to Hester, and he'll come down and set the offense. Man-to-man defense by the Auburn Bulldogs. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. In the corner, right side, Lavallee with the ball. Tipped away. Binder had the steal for a moment. Got it out of there. On the fast break, here comes Cameron Leslie for the driving lay-in, up and good. Leslie lays it down. It's a three-point ball game. John, Bulldogs fighting right back into this thing. 18-15 your score. Wahoo led it by 12. Bulldogs battling their way back. A minute and a half to play, 90 seconds to go here in the first half. With the ball is Hester, into the corner, down right side to Bingham. Bingham guarded by Lance Finder. Lance right up in his face. Feeds it from the corner to Hester once again. Now Marcus Glock with the ball. Glock tries to go with a little floater that's up and off, no good. And the rebound, pulled down by Peyton Bowden. Bulldogs with a chance to tie or get within one this trip down the floor. 1:05 to go here. Maybe they'll just play for one, John? Binder to the corner. From the corner left side, a three that's up and off, no good by Bowden. The ball got away out of bounds. Touch last by Wahoo, and it'll be Auburn's basketball.
Leslie did a good job keeping the ball alive, and then Bach tried to dribble it, and it hit the inline. Bulldogs get a break with a possession underneath their own bucket.
Matt Binder will trigger it in. Baseline, left side, under his own basket. Gets it up to the top of the key to Nixon Ligori. 54 seconds to go in the half. Bulldogs just down by 3 after trailing by 12. Ligori beats to Binder. Binder, guarded by Simons, backs it out. You see Coach Weeks up over here signaling again. He wants to play for the single last shot of the period. 40 seconds to go. Binder comes to the right side. Aware of the time here. Up top to Nixon Ligori. Ligori guarded closely by Elliott. Again comes to Binder, and now Glock will back off a little bit and let him run the clock down here. 23 seconds to play. 18-15. Auburn down by 3. Maverick Binder on the dribble. Marcus Glock comes out to chase after him here. There's no count on because Glock's not coming after him.
No advantage. They both clean their shoes.
Here we are. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Binder. And a pull up for the long 3. Got it. How many times have we seen him do that? And at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs somehow go to the locker room, tied at 18 apiece with the Wahoo Warriors. And, John, what a momentum switch a shot like that can have before the buzzer.
That really wasn't downtown. That was coming from out of town shooting into town on that one. He was way behind the three-point line.
Way out there. At the half, we're tied at 18 apiece. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's halftime here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The Auburn Bulldogs, after trailing by 12 at the end of the first quarter, battled back, and they're now tied with the Wahoo Warriors at 18 here at halftime. This morning's halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's John. First half numbers.
Shane Durant in the first half for the Wahoo Warriors. They have 6 points for Marcus Glock and a couple of three-pointers. Kyler Elliott with 4. 5 for Dylan Simons. Cody Hester with 2. And 1 for Eli Shada. They are 1-for-2 at the free throw line in the first half. They're 3-of-5 from 3-point range. Auburn. Two for two at the free throw line in the first half. A couple of numbers I found interesting. Rebounds, even at halftime, 11-11. 7 offensive rebounds for Wahoo. Those must have been back in the first quarter when they got that big lead by a dozen points. And led 15-3. 15-3 Wahoo in quarter one. 15-3 Auburn wins quarter two. We'll see what happens the rest of the way, Randy.
Well, you have to admire the Bulldogs, the way they scrapped and fought and battled and got themselves thing to be tied at halftime. But the end of that second quarter, John, how many times in his 4-year career at Auburn have we seen Matt Minder do exactly what he did right there? Dribbles it down right at the buzzer, puts up the shot. No matter where he's at, no matter how many defenders are on him, he's probably going to score on you. And
yeah,
he did there.
That was huge. That was a long three-pointer, and it got the Bulldogs back to even.
Our halftime show this morning has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute time out of feature with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with the third quarter of state championship basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Kreifels, registered dietitian at the Nemaha County Hospital. It's time again to celebrate because March is National Nutrition Month. This month, we are reminded about the importance of making informed food choices and creating healthy eating and physical activity habits. Join us at the Nemaha County Hospital as we strive to create a healthier lifestyle together. From choosing nutrient-rich foods to staying active, every step we take brings us closer to a healthier tomorrow.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the field for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. High of 52 today, under sunny skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 25 tonight. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 65. Dry with temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know that martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during Free Trial Week at Tonto Martial Arts in Fall City. Monday, March 18th, Thursday, 21st, and Saturday, 23rd, all classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. We have something for everyone. Find out more at facebook.com/hellermartialarts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank is proud to continue the tradition of the Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980 when the bank observed its 100th anniversary. Two $1,750 scholarships, one in business and one in agricultural, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High School and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2024 senior students, see your school counselor for application. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Frontier Bank, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back in. Here in Lincoln, Randy Katula, John Nixon with you. And John, we're kind of putting the basketball here on 101.3. I think we should take just a moment here to recognize and acknowledge all of our many fine sponsors. We want to pass along our thanks to those folks.
Oh, absolutely. You said we just can't do it without them, so it's a chance to go to their business, go to their store, tell them thank you for helping us break down as possible, and stay with them. That's a lot. Our head sponsors.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back here to Seth Thompson, our ballgame engineer today, on our family of radio stations, including Hiawatha, Seneca, and Atchison today. One of the two. Recapping what has taken place already this morning here, the Johnson Brock Eagles captured 245 with an exciting contest. Now the ball off the second. Johnson Brock 8-8. Not a bad outing there for the Eagles.
Randy, have we switched the referee out?
First game.
Yes, he was.
I don't think he was working this game.
Apparently, we must have had a problem here with one of the officials. You're right. He was in the first game.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, anyway, Wahoo basketball. I'm almost afraid to go. I got down 15 in the first quarter. You won't get up by 15.
No, I did the best.
Action coming up. Class of the state championship. Wahoo Warriors all tied at 18 apiece, ready to move to the third quarter. And just as soon as the little TV man tells us it's okay, John Nixon's going to be ready. John Bennett.
Shot only.
With the effort. All right, here we go. Dylan Simon. Right side of the ball. Elliott. He's in the middle. Simon. A big.
Simon's got to be saying, what on earth?
On the sideline, back to Foden. Throw it to the middle, Nixon LaGuardia off the left side, Wenzel. As Walker pick up the defense again, they played a really aggressive tight man in that first quarter. And now Binder with it out top. Free throw line with a jump stop off to Leslie. Jim wakes up, point, given direction. Wants a little one below here, looks like that come up. Binder out top with dribble. Oh, behind the back, not behind the back, but a no look pass from his right hip behind him, underneath there. The guy
was knocked to the floor. Going to be on the
personal first team foul of the quarter.
All right, at the line is going to be good. Leslie. Five left. Again, Leslie ready, fires it up, and he got it. And the Bulldogs have their second lead of the game. They led 3-0 early. That didn't last very long. Up the floor with the basketball. The right side for Hesser. Hesser comes right sideline now.
Jicky.
I compared to the proportion.
Who leads 20-19. In for Auburn is Lance Binder, a 6-foot junior. Ahead, up the floor, Leslie. Stops, looks, gives to Mab Binder. That's where the Bulldogs want the ball to be, in his hand. To score it or pass it, get him in a good spot. Binder down the left side, Liguori. Liguori has not scored for Auburn. He's capable of putting up a bunch of points as well. Over to the right side, back to the left, in the paint, hangs off the glass. There he is, on right on cue. Leslie gives the Bulldogs the lead back, 21-20.
He should have reminded him of that sooner.
I didn't realize. I thought he would know by now. He's a junior. Block at the other end, drives to the middle, stripped of the ball, picked up by Lance Binder. He's going to hang on to it and give it to Mav Binder. And now they'll head up the floor. Wenzel's going to come right back in for the Bulldogs here on the next break in the action. Pass between two defenders. Up and good for Leslie. Cameron Leslie with five and a timeout called. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional, MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
32 to play here in the third quarter. The Auburn Bulldogs have come from a 12-point deficit to where they now lead it by 3, 23-20, here in the Class C1 state championship basketball game. Wahoo basketball. Auburn up by 3 the second time today. They led 3-0 to start. That's the biggest lead they have had. They've trailed as many as, what was it, 15 they were down? Coming the other way now, in the middle, and a hacking foul on Liguori as they tried to get it into Glock.
On Nixon Liguori, I have that as his first personal, and the first team foul, second team foul of the quarter on Auburn.
Keegan Brigham back into the ball game for Wahoo. Also checking in there, James Kaminsky again. Looks to be part of their regular rotation. Law the ball in, rebound catch made by Hesser. He'll dribble up and now give it to Glock on the left side, guarded by Liguori, the man-to-man. Hesser, pass it off. Back, left hand.
By Mav Binder. He's got 12 now. Got in under the defender. The foul is going to be on Dylan Simons. On Simons, that's his first personal. Second team foul of the quarter on the Warriors. And at the line, and one.
Cody Hesser will sit down here for Wahoo. Binder at the line. 2 for 2 in the second quarter.
Auburn's biggest lead now up by 5.
free throw up and good.
Took your time there,
boy,
John.
It looked like it was... Now he'll pass it off to Simon. I heard a whistle. We got a foul on the Bulldogs here.
That's going to be called four. Foul's going to be called on Barrett Lavallee. Lavallee just got out-positioned on that one, and when he made an effort to go after the ball, got called for the foul.
Lavallee's got two, and now there's our timeout. 26-20 Auburn leads. We'll take a one-minute break and be back with more third-quarter action on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Tawney City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
26-20 Auburn with the lead. Kind of watching the ribbon board up above, Randy, the bench score, and Wahoo has advantage so far 2-0 over Auburn.
Wow.
Auburn on an 8-2 run here in the third. Binder play catch. Got away. Now Leslie to buy a three pointer by Liguri up to two Wahoo players tie up for it. And he's going to call a foul on Auburn.
It appears that they're going to tag Cameron Leslie for a foul here. Yes, they did. Leslie is tagged for the personal on Cameron. That's his first. That is the 14th foul of the quarter, though, now, on Auburn with 3:34 to go in the period, John.
Not a bad job, referee. Just a little inconsistent so far, Randy. A couple of things, see a few things and go, man, that's not a foul. And you look at that and you go, that's a foul? All right, Wahoo basketball trailing by six. They led 15-3 after one quarter. Marcus Glock up the front on the left side gets away to Cody Hesser. Back out top, they're swinging around to the near right side. Kaminsky with it. Driving down the lane. Hesser kicks it back to the top and over to the left side. Now over again, left side of the floor. Hesser passes off. Glock going to elevate for a long three on the rim. No. Rebound. Liguri had it. Wendell almost knocked it away from him. They control it, and now Matt Binder works to the front court with 2:55 to go in the third. And a long pass, and Wendell on that sideline nearly got trapped again, was able to get rid of it. Now Liguri out top. and look to the side to Binder. Here comes the trap, and his pass down low to Bowden. He gets a man on his back and will be at the line to shoot two.
Fouling Jose Kaminsky. Kaminsky got airborne, had no place to come in for a landing.
Got ahead of himself there. That's on 14 foul, not the fifth for Wahoo.
Kaminsky got committed, went in the air, and when he came down, there was the Bulldog under him.
All right, Auburn from the baseline, bring it in. Now a pass taken away. Liguri trying to get it away there to Leslie, and it's stolen by the Warriors. To the front, Hesser in the middle to Glock down the lane. Finger roll up and good. Even double figures with 10, and it's 26-22. 4-point lead. Played about 2 minutes and 20 seconds without a point being scored there. And now with the basketball, Binder to Leslie. Cameron looking around, back to Binder. He'll lob it to the corner to Boat. And now back in the middle, Leslie drives in, double team, and a good job of the defense there by Wahoo reaching in, getting a held ball, and it should stay with Auburn here, and it does. So again, inbounding, the trigger man will probably be Binder. Well, all right, one of you fellas got to take it out. It's going to be Leslie, okay. Binder in the corner. Now he backs out toward the top. Ball comes in. Liguri back to Matt Binder. Under 2 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Near side, Wenzel. Sophomore. Guarded out top. Gets away cross court to Matt Binder. Now driving Liguri. Goes in, shot, blocked. Knocked down by Simon. And a loose ball. We got in the hands of Cameron Leslie. We got a whistle. We got a foul.
I think, yeah, it's going to be a foul on Wahoo.
Number 3, a foul on Kyler Elliott. His third, and Leslie to the line.
Cameron's hit 1 out of 2 from the line so far today. Has 5 points in the ballgame.
All right, free throw on the way up, and good. That gives him 6. He's made 2 out of 3 at the line now. Auburn's 4 for 5 at the line. Wahoo just 1 for 2. Leslie ready, up, good. Got nothing but the net. And the Bulldogs up again by 6. 28-22. Backcourt, Marcus Glock. Up the floor, he comes with the pass to Kaminsky. Now they'll pass off Simon. Looks cross court with it, Elliott. Elliott gives it to Kaminsky again. They'll give it away, Simon. Around and now underneath, and a shot on the left side, up and good by Elliott. He's got 6, and it's now a 4-point lead, 28-24. Auburn with it. Wenzel moving up the floor, and he went between 3 defenders, and the back defender pushed him.
Foul's going to be called on Cody Hesser. On Hesser, his second personal, will be at the line shooting 2. John, down to 1:08 to go here in the third quarter.
All right, at the line for the first time today, Brenton Wenzel, the sophomore. Steps up, fires, and nails it. Free throws are so, so big in tournament time and championship basketball games. Auburn with a 5-point advantage. Ready again, up and good again is Brenton Wenzel. He will check out of the game and back in is Lance Binder for Auburn. 30-24, Auburn by 6. Front court with the basketball. Kyler Elliott coming up the floor. Elliott gets the ball away to Simon. Simon spins into the middle, gives it back away now to Elliott again. Out top, they'll reset the offense. Simon directing traffic is Glock, picked up by Liguri. And Glock moves, kicks the ball out left side to Hesser. Now he'll back up between the circles, moving down the lane against Binder. And now inside, in the paint, leaning, shooting, and scoring is Simon. He's got 7. It's a 4-point game. Binder with 28 seconds to go in the quarter. Ahead up the floor to Bowden, cross court to Lance Binder. Now back to Mav. 20 seconds. How long do you think he can hold it?
Yeah, I wonder what they're going to do here, John.
He starts in, backs up. You can avoid that 5-second call. He goes over with Liguri. Back to Binder with 8 on the clock. And there's a long one up. And he swished it home. He's 5 feet behind the three-point line. Binder good at the end again. He's now got 16 points in the game, and Auburn enjoys their biggest lead in the contest by 7 points as we go to the fourth quarter. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Marmon City Supply.
End of the second quarter, end of the third quarter.
Family owned with down the best friends in the business. We've got the wall-to-wall selection.
Man.
Yes, we do. Your
that's
country pot and superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family. Yes, it's true. Marmon City Supply. We take good care of you.
Marmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has
right,
the auto
John,
parts you need
you.
Right
good
now
job.
To keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, the Auburn Bulldogs trailed after one quarter this morning. They were down 15-3. They came back and won the second quarter by an equal score, 15-3, and we went to the halftime intermission tied at 18. That was based on the last second three-pointer by Matt Binder. At the quarter, Binder does the same thing. Hits long three-pointer to give the Auburn Bulldogs a seven-point lead going into the fourth quarter. This is the end of the ball game.
You get a bonus point.
That's something. All right, Wahoo will have the basketball. They still trailing the Bulldogs. This is going to be a fun fourth quarter basketball. Here we go. Inbound the pass to Dylan Simons. Simons guarded by Peyton Bowden. Works to the left wing. Simons left side. Driving lay-in up. Off no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Wahoo. Bulldogs were all over there. That rebound, John.
In the middle of this game.
That's pretty important. Block tries to side of the lane, contact, whistle, and a foul going to be called on the Bulldogs.
Not sure going to call it on Nixon Liguori. Nixon picks up his second, first foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs.
All right, Wahoo's ball into their own basket. The clock, Marcus Clock in the paint, going for the driving lay-in. Got it, and the foul. He'll get the basket and the and one here.
Bulldogs foul this time on Cameron Leslie, his second, but now two fouls already here in the first 30 seconds of the fourth quarter on Auburn.
All right, let's see. This is where Marcus Block has stepped up so many times for him this season. Here for the and one, the 6'4 senior, Block, free throw is up. It's short off the front of the rim, couldn't get it. Liguori with the rebound. Outlet pass to Binder. Now Wenzel has the ball. Needs some help. Finds Binder. He'll push the ball up court. Into fourth court, Nixon Liguori in front of the Bulldog bench. Back to Binder it comes. To the near side on the left wing now. This is Wenzel with the dribble. The sophomore. Oh, my goodness. He just got mugged there. Here's a steal driving lay-in up and good by Dylan Simon. But, man, I got to defend Wenzel on that one. John, they grabbed him by the arm and held him. That was not good. Wenzel trying to start up trapped in double team. He's in trouble again. And we're going to have a foul called on Simon, though. You can't fault Wenzel for turning that ball over. His grip. At the free throw line, pass is turned over, steal by Simon. Simon's down court, stolen right back, but a whistle and a foul on that one. Foul's going to be called on Cam Leslie.
Cam will pick up his third, and now three fouls already on the Bulldogs here in the fourth quarter.
Boy, 6:42 to go in the quarter, and already three team fouls. That's not a good thing, John.
33-30. Auburn up by three. Clock running, 6:39. Marcus Glock with the basketball, guarded by Mav Binder. They set a pick for him. Glock works to the left side, wants to take it to the hole, kicks it to the corner, breakaway two, short up off, no good, and the rebound brought down by Peyton Bowden. Ball comes right back to Bowden across the timeline. Bowden wanted to take it in there, now gives it back out to Wenzel for an open look three. That's off, no good. Rebound, Glock, 33-30. Fast break the other direction, under the basket. Shot is up, off, no good. Fight for rebound. Simons got it, got the putback. Simons with the putback. It's a one-point ball game, 33-32. Auburn up by one. Nixon Liguori gives it up to Binder. He'll try and settle things down here a little bit. 5:55 to go in the ball game. Maverick Binder with the dribble. A spin in the paint. Kicks it to the corner, right side, Bowden. Bowden to the near. Back to Liguori on the left wing. Top of the circle, back up top, it comes again to Binder. They'll reset the offense with 5:35 to go in the ballgame. 33-32, Auburn by one. Binder in the paint, short fall away jumper, short off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Wahoo. Into fourth quarter, here comes Glock, driving lay-in. Wait a minute, I think we had a foul on the floor before he got the layup to go, John.
Our referee will walk, and the foul going to be called on Mav Binder. That'll be Mav's second. Team foul number four of quarter number four against the Bulldogs. Franny has saw another number up on the scoreboard here. 17 points off turnovers for Warriors in this game.
Wow. Timeout taken on the floor. 5:22 to go in the ballgame. Auburn up by 133-32. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Village Designs of Auburn, a boutique offering a variety of styles and prices for a pleasant, fun, and stress-free shopping experience. Right now, all winter clearance items are marked down 75% off. Shop ladies' apparel and children through adult size clothing. Plus, new spring shipments continue to arrive every day. Village Designs, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturdays, 10 to 4:30. Village Designs, downtown Auburn, where you'll always get top-notch customer service with a smile.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in downtown Lincoln. 5:22 to go here in this ballgame, 33-32. Bulldogs on.
Auburn needs a bucket. They haven't scored here in the first 2.5 minutes of this, their fourth quarter. While the Warriors have put six up on the board and cut the lead down to 1 point. That timeout, their first of the game. Both teams with a bunch of timeouts left in this one.
All right, when play is resumed, Wahoo will have the basketball. Jose Kaminsky will inbound it under his own basket, just to the right side of the backboard on the baseline. Simon. Binder, they're going to tag Matt Binder for his third personal here, John.
His third and bonus time the rest of this ballgame for the Warriors now.
Simons will be at the line shooting two shots. He has 11 points in the ballgame so far. That's his season average per game. Here shooting two. First one is up and off. No good.
The good news is they're one out of four at the line now.
Yep. Another shot coming for Dylan Simons here. Looks to the hoop. Launches his shot. It's up. This one crawls over the front of the rim and got in on him. And, John, we're tied at 33 all with 5:20 to go in the ballgame. We haven't settled a thing yet. Now a reach-in foul going to be called on Wahoo. They're going to tag Dylan Simons for that one. On Simons, his third personal, only the second team foul of the quarter on the Warriors.
5:17 left.
Inbound the pass to Maverick Binder. A tie basketball game at 33. Wenzel dribbled between a couple of defenders. He's in trouble. They're working Wenzel over. They're going to have to hurry. They get it across the timeline. Big collision on the far side, and the foul is going to be called.
Well, there's no doubt that's going to be on Jeez Kaminsky. He timed it pretty good in football. That would have been a great play. In basketball, not so much.
Yeah. All right. 5:04 to go here now. Still tied to 33 all. Auburn will play it in front of their own bench. They get it into Maverick Binder. Binder, right side. Nixon Liguori holds the ball. Liguori guarded over there by Hesser. Comes to the near side to Wenzel. They're really putting a lot of pressure on the sophomore Wenzel here. Wenzel gives it up to Maverick Binder. Binder works one-on-one with Simons, giving chase now. They try to double-team Binder in the corner. He gets the ball up. It's going to come across the timeline. It was tipped. Oh, no. They're going to stay over and back now.
That ball was tipped, I thought.
Definitely tipped right here in front of our table.
Well, referee there didn't see it that way. Didn't see the tip.
Sometimes, John, I just don't know what to say.
Going to be Warriors basketball. They throw it to the hoop.
On the left side, shot up off the glass. No rebound. Bulldogs coming up with it. Nixon Liguori with a defensive board. Outlet pass goes to Binder. Down to 4.5 minutes to play in the championship game. We're tied at 33 apiece. Binder in the paint. Kicks it out to the right wing. Wenzel. Wenzel dribbles into traffic. Tries to go in for a layup. Has the ball tipped away. It goes out of bounds. And they knocked it off of Wenzel. It'll go to Wahoo.
Simon is able to jump up in the air, fall out of bounds, and throw it off of Wenzel. And the ball went out of bounds off the Bulldogs.
4:15 to play in the ballgame. Tied at 33 apiece. Marcus Locke will bring the ball up the court for the Warriors. Guarded by Nixon Liguori. They set a pick on Liguori. Glock tries to work to his left. Binder there to pick it up. Glock's been moved. Oh, ball stripped away nicely by Maverick Binder. It goes out of bounds. Binder with some good defense there to get a hand on the basketball.
Good quick hands.
Kaminsky will inbound it on the baseline.
Binder won't know how many fouls he's got.
Right side under the baseline. Kaminsky waiting to lob it in. All the way up top. The ball goes through the hands. That's going to be over and back. Out of bounds.
Out of bounds she goes. 3:57 to go. 33-33 between Wahoo and Auburn.
That pass went right through the hands of Dylan Simons. Auburn gets it back with an inbound pass to Maverick Binder. Inside of 4 minutes to go now in the ball game, tied at 33 apiece. Maverick Binder all the way underneath, kicks it to the corner. Wenzel for three, off the rim, no, couldn't get it. Well, you hate to turn that one down when you got an open look.
It does, but it looks like we're shooting a lot of threes for that red line instead of the white line.
Now, wait a minute. Offensive foul is going to be called on Marcus Glock. Great job there defensively by Nixon Liguori.
His first of the ball game. Fourth foul of the quarter on the Wahoo Warriors.
Still tied at 33 apiece. 3:36 to go in the game. Full court pressure now by Wahoo. Maverick Binder gets it up to Wenzel. Wenzel will try to trap him. There's a big collision. I'll tell you, they have just been beating Brandon Wenzel up all day up here.
He'll survive.
Yeah, man, though.
That's the fourth foul on Dylan Simons now. And now the Bulldogs, both teams in the bonus the rest of the ballgame.
Brandon Wenzel, a perfect 2-for-2 from the line today. He has 2 points in the ballgame. 5'11 sophomore. At the line to shoot two. He can break the tie with either one of these. Shot is up. It's good. 34-33. Your Auburn Bulldogs are back on top once again here in the state championship game. 3.5 minutes to play, John, and the Bulldogs are up by one. Wenzel's going to try and put him up by two. Second shot is up. It's good also. He hit them both. Brenton Wenzel with a pair of free throws gives Auburn a 2-point lead, 35-33. Clock running with 3:25 to go. Simons has the ball for the Warriors. Simons against Wenzel, knocks him to the floor. And Wenzel's going to be tagged for the foul on that one. Brenton Wenzel just picked up his third personal. That's going to send Dylan Simons to the line, where he'll be shooting two shots.
That's four on Wenzel, Randy.
Simons, 1 out of 2 from the line so far today, has 12 points. This one is up and good. He's now got 13 in the ballgame. He's hit 2 out of 3. He can tie the game up once again if he can hit this free throw. 3:20 to play. Simons, free throw is up. It's good. We're all tied at 35 apiece. Full court pressure by Wahoo. Binder lost the dribble. Gets it over to Wenzel. Wenzel brings it up court. Bounce pass into forecourt. Nixon Liguori. Liguori right side of the lane. Up top comes to Binder with it again. Binder, little spin move. Goes to Liguori around the horn. Peyton Bowden. Left side Wenzel. Bowden takes it underneath. Driving layup. Bowden got it. Peyton Bowden. They gave him a lane. He took it.
He was
off the glass.
Able to follow Matt Binder. They're watching carefully right into the hoop.
37-35. Auburn back up by two. Under 3 minutes to play now. 2:45 on the game clock. Marcus Glock will set the offense for the Warriors. Glock backs it out to the left wing. Pulls up for a long three. Got it. Marcus Glock nailed the three. That gives Wahoo a one-point lead, 38-37. Timeout on the floor. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a living part of a complete education.
This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Pinnacle Bank Arena, John, 2 minutes, 33 seconds to go. Wahoo has just taken a one-point lead on that three-pointer by Marcus Clark. When play is resumed, the Bulldogs will have the ball down by one. Full court pressure, as you might imagine now, being applied by Wahoo. Bowden inbounds the ball to Wenzel. They've got Wenzel, tried to trap him in the corner. He dribbles up court. Going to get it back across to Binder. Always going to have to hurry across the timeline. Liguori, baseline left side. Wenzel left wing with it. Over to the right side. Now Maverick Binder with the ball. Binder gives up to Liguori. Left side in the corner, down deep. This is Wenzel. He reverses and dribbles back to the top of the key with the pass. Up to Cameron Leslie. They give up to Wenzel. Now Peyton Bowden handling the ball. Bowden, right wing. They get to Wenzel. Wenzel starts to penetrate into the paint. He's in traffic. Oh, trying to feed it underneath the boat. It was a nice pass. Bowden trying to go up with a shot in traffic. Can't get it. Got his own rebound. Follow shot put up by Leslie. It won't go. Rebound Simons, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs.
Looks like Leslie maybe on the foul here. Let's see.
Well, they had several opportunities down there. Just could not get the ball in the hole.
Leslie picks up his fourth foul of the ball game.
At the free throw line will be Dylan Simons. He's hit three out of four, three in a row here in this fourth quarter.
Oh, no, they put that on Matt Binder.
His shot is up short off the front of the rim. Binder called for it. He's got four. All right. That one is short, does not go. The lead remains at one. Dylan Simons with a minute 44 to go. Second free throw is up. This one is good. He got in. The lead is two now for Wahoo. A minute 43 to go in the Class C1 state championship game. Wahoo up 39-37. Wenzel got mugged again but got rid of the basketball off to Matt Binder. Binder dribbles to the right side. He's guarded over there by Elliott. Comes up inside Liguori. Left side gives to Wenzel. Coach Jim Weeks up shouting instructions off the bench. Mav Binder, the senior, the point guard, the spark plug of this offense. Running with the ball to the left. You know what's crossing my mind here? You're down by two, John. Binder moves into the right side of the lane. A minute four to go. Binder's hit two threes in a row, the end of the second quarter, the end of the third. Driving, laying up, Liguori, no. Rebound underneath, coming down with it. Follow shot up and good by Cam Leslie. We're tied at 39 apiece, under a minute to play in the ballgame. 48 seconds to go, all tied up in the championship. With the ball, Cody Hesser. Bulldogs turning the defense up a notch here now. They give it to Glock. Obviously, the Warriors want the ball in the hands of Marcus Glock here. To the near side. Tyler Elliott with the ball. Elliott out near the midcourt logo. Guarded out there by Wenzel. Nearly taken away. Glock gets it back. 25 seconds to play.
A timeout coming here.
All tied at 39 apiece. Expect a timeout at any moment. 18 seconds. Down to 15 seconds. Are they going to use the timeout?
They're not.
To 12.
He's talking to the official.
It's going to come down to a last second shot by Wahoo for the win here. Glock with a long three. That's up and off. No good. Ball tipped around. Follow shot up. It won't go. Rebound, Bulldogs. We're going to go to overtime. We end regulation. Tied at 39 all. We'll step aside for 1 minute. Back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
A fresh 4 minutes up on the scoreboard. We get set to move to overtime periods here. All tied at 39 apiece. And Auburn will control the tip and go right and left. Four on the clock, and here we go. Bulldog basketball. Matt Binder to the front court. Haven't heard from Nixon Liguori for a while again. Binder out to Bowden for three. Short. Rebound. Hesser. Shot from the right elbow. No good. And here it comes. Walk to the front court for Wahoo. Up the floor in the middle. And he'll pull up from 18. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound picked off by the Bulldogs, Peyton Bowden. Auburn, 41% shooting so far today. Wahoo, 37%. With it, Matt Binder. A little 1-4 low here. Binder into the paint. Spins in the lane. Out of there to the right side. Bowden for long three. Up, no good. Glock with the rebound. Again, these threes, Granger comes from behind that college line. Farther in York, shoots to shoot. Glock drives the hole up and good. Steps on his own man and falls down. He's got 17 now. And the lead to Waller to drop the Liguori in the paint. Up. Missed it. Tip by Leslie. Won't go. Rebound controlled by Simon. But now Wahoo with a 2-point lead and the ball taking their time up the floor here. Glock guarded by Liguori. Trying to get a screen. Holds it out top. 2:30 to play in the overtime. Glock, left side, gives it up. Now down on the baseline to Hesser. Knocked away, got it back, and now he'll take it to the top to Kaminsky. Kaminsky has it. Foul, or what happened?
Apparently a foul call, but it was kind of an uneventful thing over there. They know we're going to be shooting, too. I think they got Leslie for that one.
If
they
did,
that's his fourth.
All right, at the line, Cody Hessler for the first time, or Hesser for the first time today. Up, short, no good. He'll get another one here.
They're letting him hear it, too.
5 out of 10 at the free throw line in Wahoo. Second one up. In and out, no rebound, brought down by the Bulldogs. Nixon Liguori to Matt Binder. 2-point Wahoo lead. 2:10 to play in overtime. Binder thought about a long one, didn't take it. To Liguori, back to Binder. Left sideline, girded out here now by Glock. They keep changing defenders on Binder. He works right into the corner with the pass to Liguori. Liguori driving in, lost the dribble, stolen by Glock. Glock with a takeaway. With a minute 45 to go. He'll work up the floor. Timeout, Wahoo. With a minute 42 left, Wahoo takes the time, and we will take 30 seconds. We'll be back on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
I'm in at
42 left on the score clock here in the first overtime period in Pinnacle Bank Arena. You're listening to the Class C1 State Tournament Championship game. The Auburn Bulldogs trailing the Wahoo Warriors 41-39. All right, the ball comes in backcourt to Marcus Glock, the senior. Handles it up the floor. To the front court, Liguori guards him, and a blocking foul on Liguori. That'll be his third, and it will be Glock at the line. He's got the 2 points in overtime, 17 for the game. He's 0 for 1 at the line today. Glock sets himself up, fires a free throw, and got it. The lead now is 3, 42-39. 1:34 left in the overtime period. Second one on the way up, and good again. Got them both. Now the lead is 4. Pressure defense, Liguori in the backcourt. Can't stand there very long. Lobs ahead to Binder. Mav catches it. Pulled Lance Binder back out. He did not go in the game. So Mav Binder pulls up from 18. No. Rebound brought down by Simon. Now Auburn's going to need some help. Timeout called by Glock with a minute 14 to go. We'll take a break. It's a 4-point Wahoo lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know that martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. Monday, March 18th, Thursday, 21st, and Saturday, the 23rd, all classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. We have something for everyone. Find out more at facebook.com/HellerMartialArts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's 43-39, the Wahoo Warriors leading the Auburn Bulldogs here in an overtime period of the state championship in Class C1 basketball at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm John Nixon with Randy Gatula. And we've got a minute 14, Wahoo with the basketball, Randy. Inbounding will be Jace Kaminsky. Lance Binder in the ball game. Could be the designated fouler. Bring the ball in backcourt to Elliott. Elliott up the floor, almost a 2-on-1. They get it away now to Simons, and now it gets the hands of Glock. Three fouls on Nixon Liguori. He guards Glock. Now the clock winds down under a minute to go. Out top near midcourt, and stepping through is Glock. Gets the ball away. They play keep away to Dylan Simon. Finally a foul on Lance Binder, I believe. Now Lance was the designated hitter there. Dylan Simon has hit 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. He has 15 points in the ballgame for the Warriors. Second one on the way up. And first one on the way up and good. He'll get another one here.
Lead is 5 now, John, with just 51 seconds to go here.
All right. Free throw, an important one here. It's up. It's good. That makes it a 6-point game. Here come the Bulldogs in a hurry. They're going to have to get a shot away. Matt Binder up. Long 3. Short, no good. Wahoo rebound comes down to Kyler Elliott. He'll get it away. And Glock on the run the other way. 3-on-1 with Brentson. Brentson back. Glock all the way to the hole, up and good, gives him 21 points, and now it's an 8-point lead. Binder for 3, no. Rebound, Leslie Binder for 3, got it. Binder now with 19 in the game, timeout Auburn, down 47-42. We'll return to Lincoln after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
19.8 seconds remaining to be played in the overtime period. Check that, 20.4, they changed it on me. 47-42, the Auburn Bulldogs down by five. They've battled back several times, but John, time is running out here for Auburn.
It is, with just 20 seconds left. Auburn was by seven into the third quarter. Wahoo started the fourth quarter on a 7-0 run to tie it up. And that's where we ended regulation. Auburn needs a steal here in the worst way. Ball comes in backcourt to Marcus Glock. And he gets away from LeGurie. Right back to Glock he goes. Now he's going to be fouled by Nixon LeGurie, who picks up his fourth foul.
Now, time to 11.7.
Glock was 6-3 in the overtime, 11 seconds ago. Up and good again. Now it's a 6-point lead again. 2-possession lead. And once again, setting himself up, Marcus Glock, 6'4" senior, on the way up, and good. He's got 8 points in the overtime. And Wahoo has scored 10 in the overtime. They're 6-for-6 in the line in the overtime. They did not have a good game in the line prior to this. Van Binder up the floor and a long triple, in and out, no good, and that'll wrap it up. Rebound to Wahoo, and Wahoo will win the title. Final score in overtime, 49-42 over the Auburn Bulldogs. We'll be back and wrap it up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Village Designs of Auburn, a boutique offering a variety of styles and prices for a pleasant, fun, and stress-free shopping experience. Right now, all winter clearance items are marked down 75% off. Shop ladies' apparel and children through adult size clothing. Plus, new spring shipments continue to arrive every day. Village Designs, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturdays, 10 to 4:30. Village Designs, downtown Auburn, where you'll always get top-notch customer service with a smile.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our post-game show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jason Farm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let them protect it.
Well, a heartbreaking Bulldogs here in the C1 Championship. Cody Hesk with two for Jose Kaminsky, and one for Eli Shadda for their total of 49. From the free throw line, the Wahoo Warriors hit 10 of 15 in the second half, ended up 11 of 17 from the line for the game. For the Auburn Bulldogs, they're led by Mav Binder, the senior, playing his final game in a Bulldog uniform. He finished with 19 points today. Adding nine was Cameron Leslie. Peyton Bowden had eight. Four for Brenton Wenzel. And two for Nixon Ligori for their total of 42. Free throw shooting. Auburn hit 10 out of 11 from the free throw line in today's ball game. Score by quarters. This is quite a story. Auburn down 15-3 after one quarter. They won the second quarter by an equal score of 15-3. And at halftime, we were tied at 18 at the intermission. Auburn was up by seven after three quarters, 33-26. Got outscored in that fourth period. Ended up tied at the end of regulation at 39 all. And then Wahoo went on to take the 49-42 overtime victory over the Auburn Bulldogs. With the win, Wahoo finishes at 23-5 on the season. The Auburn Bulldogs finish with a very respectable 28-1 season for the 2023-2024 campaign. And despite coming up short today, John, you have to pass along your congratulations and your admiration for what these Auburn Bulldogs have been able to do.
Well, certainly six consecutive appearances in the state championship basketball game. I don't know if that's a record or not, but if it's not, it's probably very close. But six in a row, that's a tremendous feat.
Three championships and three second-place finishes. Not a bad run for the past 6 years.
It also means the Johnson Rock Eagles finished the only undefeated boys team in the state of Nebraska this year. Out of 281 schools, one undefeated state champion.
John, before we wrap it up, I want to acknowledge the seniors on this Bulldog team one last time here. Mav Binder, 6 foot senior. Peyton Bowden, a senior. Charlie Ketterside, we didn't see a lot of him, but he's a senior there. Those are the kids that will not be back. But what a core they've got returning for next year once again. And look for Coach Jim Weeks to be right back here in Lincoln once again.
Yeah, certainly a great chance. A bunch of good kids coming from what I understand.
We're going to have to clear it out here for the upcoming game to let the next radio station move in. So that's going to wrap it up for today's high school coverage of state tournament basketball action. Again, the final score, Johnson Rock winning 52-45. Auburn coming up short in overtime, 49-42. For Seth Tollefson, our producer-engineer, and John Nixon, I'm Randy Gatula. Have a great day, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on 101.3.